Game 2 of 3 between the Mets and Mariners. Jacob deGrom is 8-0 in his last 8 starts, and he's looking to make it 9. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. deGrom facing Mitch Haniger.
0-2. Ooh, jeez. Golly.
That's tough to look at.
There's no worse feeling for anybody that's down there, including the pitcher deGrom. You do not want to see that. That'll be the end of the day for Mitch. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
1-2 pitch. That's enough. That'll work. Plenty work. Nelly's going to score. Singer right behind him. Digging for third. Heredia gets there easily. 2-0 Mariners. Gerard Dyson. Cha-ching. 2-0 Mariners.
The 1-0. He swings, grounds it to Cano off the right side of the infield. He gloves option pass to Segura, covering second on to first base in time for the double play. Exactly what Mark Zepchinski was hoping to dial up. Takes a little pressure off. Darno is the lone survivor. He's at third base, 2 outs.
And the 3-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball out to Cano, and right, and it skips on by Cano. Out to the right fielder, Ben Gamble. Here comes Flores on to score, and it's a one-run ball game. And the 1-2 on the way, swing and a miss for strike three. He got him, striking out Cabrera for the final out of the ball game, and the Mariners win it, a final score of 3-2. Edwin Diaz, nicknamed Sugar, how sweet it is.
Scott Servais and his team win a close one in Seattle as the Mariners edge the Mets 3-2. Here's Servais on the victory.
Start with Mitch Haniger. Obviously anytime something like that happens, it's a little scary. And, he's got no fractures. His teeth are okay. He's got a pretty severe laceration in his upper lip. He's getting some work done on that now. But it could have been a lot worse. Anytime, the ball's, it got away from DeGrom, obviously. He's got a great arm. Mitch, I don't think he ever saw it, but he was never unconscious or anything like that. When I got out there, he was talking, and you hate to see that happen to anybody. Just thankful it's not any worse than it is, but obviously he'll be out a little while, letting it heal up. But no fractures, the teeth are okay, so he will be back. We'll figure that out. He'll head to the DL. He'll need some time down. So ball game. Gardo, a nice start for us. 5 2/3 was really got some easier outs as the game went along. A couple walks, kind of got away from there a little bit, but no damage. Really good job keeping us right there. I think against, we knew it was going to be a tough battle today, trying to keep them down with one of their best starters on the mound. So, Tony Zick wavered a little bit. I got the big out against Reyes on the fly ball and get us out of it. And then really nice bounce back outing by Zepchinski. Needed it today, got the big double play ball. So Vincent continues to roll, and I thought Eddie Diaz actually threw the ball very well today. The off the end double, and I thought he executed some pitches today, late in that inning to get the punch out to end it. So offensively, Seager swung the bat really good again today. I hit a couple balls hard, and Conforto made a great play on him on the other one. But we had enough offensively, and again, going into it, you kind of know it's going to be a low scoring game, and we got to outpitch him, and we outpitched him today. Dice, big RBI, two RBI single there to get us going. I thought he was on everything, all day. And, we need him. We need a left-handed bat in the bottom of our lineup. It really helps balance it a little bit. So, we didn't tear the cover off the ball by any means, but we got key hits and key spots and, continue to grind out. We did get the pitches up in DeGrom, which is great. You look up after the third inning and he's sitting at, 60, almost 70-some pitches. So, that was the goal, and the guys did a good job with that.
After last night's frustration, you come back and beat one of their best guys. How important
is that? Just bounce back that way. It's a good win. It really is. DeGrom's one of the best pitchers in the National League. Last night felt like we let that one get away a little bit. The goal is to keep winning series. We have a chance to do that tomorrow. We run Paxton out there, and hopefully we can do a little bit more offensively to give him a little bit more cushion. But a good win today. It really was. Kind of a hard fought, grind it out type. It wasn't pretty, but we got it done.
I'm sorry. See, broke for
second. He was trying to, he thought he had him timed up. As far as sometimes pitchers get in rhythms out there and they're just going to go to the plate. And I think he was going to have the element surprise. We have this one rule: you're not invisible. And I think sometimes Seeks thinks he's invisible out there. So, we did want to put a little bit more pressure on them on the bases today. You know, just good pitchers like that, you got to shake them out of their rhythm, but, you know, he's not invisible. He did. We'll have a lot to talk about in our hitters meeting tomorrow. We show the good, the bad, the ugly on our base running every day, and it has created some awareness, and Kyle will be up there a bunch tomorrow.
Yovani Gallardo improves to 5-7. He goes 5 2/3, allowing one run on 5 hits with 2 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about the victory.
Keep attacking the zone, attacking the strike zone like I was able to do the first few innings. And I think, you know, they say they're in that fifth. You know, just start off with the leadoff walk. You know, walk and then a base hit, I believe, was to Flores, right? And then, you know, just falling behind guys. And then I fell behind Reyes, you know. But I think after that was just, you know, just like I said, just keep attacking. Keep attacking the strike zone and make the guys swing the bat and not trying to be too fine. And I was able to do that. I was able to, get out of that inning without allowing a run.
Rubber game of the series will be on Sunday. Seth Lugo will take the hill for the Mets. He'll face the Mariners' James Paxton.